V'alkein siyem hashira. This is why Moshe Rabbeinu concludes the song by saying, Shamu amim hir gozun, chilos chaz yoshvei peloshes. When all the nations heard about the Jews going out of Mitzrayim, they trembled. And the Pelishtim also were filled with a trembling fear. Tipoil aleim emosov ofachad. May all of them be filled with fear and awe. Bigdoil zeroyacho yidmu koven. With the might of Hashem's arm, he should silence all of them like a rock, make them quiet as a rock. Tevi'emoi v'sitoemoi b'har nachloscho. May Hashem bring us and plant us in his holy mountain. Mochoin l'shifticho po'alto Hashem. Hashem has designated a residence for himself to live in. Mikdosh Hashem koinenu yodecho. Speaking about the Beis HaMikdosh. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu talking about the Beis HaMikdosh and about this Mochoin l'shifticho, about Hashem being seated at Kriyas Yamsuf? What does one have to do with the other? Where does that get mixed into Shiras Hayam? Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we said, you see how it fits so well. Ki ikar hatikun hu bechinas ha-Beis HaMikdosh. Because the main tikkun for Klal Yisrael is the Beis HaMikdosh. Shehu bechinas kisei ha-kovoid. The Beis HaMikdosh is an example of the throne of Hashem. It's also a place where kavyachol Hashem is seated and crowned in the Beis HaMikdosh. Kemoi shekosuv kisei kovoid moroim meirishoin mekoim mikdoshenu. That pasuk is referring to the Beis HaMikdosh, and it calls it Kisei Kavod. The Beis HaMikdosh is also called the throne of Hashem. Kishom kol habrochois v'hahoidois v'chol ashirois v'tishbochois shemenatzchim halaviyim b'shira l'aduchon. Because the Beis HaMikdosh was the place where you had the ultimate praise of Hashem. The Leviim sang all the assorted different praises of Hashem. V'shom kol hahalochois. And the Beis HaMikdash was also the center for halacha. We learned earlier the concept of toida halacha, the combination of Torah and tefillah. Halacha is the tachlis of Torah. Halacha is the final product of learning. And toida is the final product of tefillah. So we learned about the combination of both of them. The Beis HaMikdash was where both of these came together. You had the Lishka Sagozis, the highest body of Hebrew law in the Beis HaMikdash, the Poiskim, and you had the Korbanos, the Korban Toida. Kamay Shekosuv, as it says, Ki pole mimcho dovor, if there'll be something that you won't understand and you won't know, Vekam tovoli solamokoim, you should go to the Beis HaMikdash and seek the advice of the Tzadikim there. They'll answer all of your unanswered questions. V'shom miskapsim kol nafshos Yisrael biyachad. The Beis HaMikdash is the place where all the Jewish souls gather together. V'nichlolin b'achdus haposhut. And all merge together with the oneness of Hashem. K'moy shekosuv, sheshom olu shvotim shifteikor. There's a pasuk in Tehillim where it says, that's where all the tribes got together, in the Beis HaMikdash. Lohoidois l'shem Hashem, to give praise to the name of Hashem. V'chol zeh zoich na'idei tekef hanisim shel yitzias Mitzrayim v'kriyas Yamsuf. All of this we are zoiched to through the great miracles of yitzias Mitzrayim v'kriyas Yamsuf. Shaydei zeh nizbatlu kol ha'mitzriyim v'chol ayin akum. That's when the Egypt and all 70 nations were zapped, were knocked out. Ki kulam nivalu v'nifchadu. All of them were filled with fear and trembling. V'nifchadu elei moyov v'alufei yadoim v'chol yeshvei kanoan shehem iker pegam hashinuyim shel papulois mishtanois. We learned before that the goyim are the ones who represent the papulois mishtanois. Now, as a result of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf, all of those goyim were subdued, were all very humble. They were nichna. And so the papulois mishtanois were nichna, and the Achdus HaPoshut was revealed. Shemitoykev Hanisim, as a result of the great miracles, Hochrochu Kulam Lohoidei Saloemes, all the nations of the world were obligated to admit to the truth. Shekol HaPulois Mishtanois Nimshochami Echod HaPoshut, that all the diversification on this earth all stems from the unity of Hashem. V'zeh Bechinas Bigdoil Zeroyacho Yidmu Koven. This is what it means there, that from the great show of might that Hashem displayed, Yidmu Koven, they were all silenced like a stone. Shenidmu v'nezbatlu bebechinas bitul hapulos mishtanos biachdus haposhut. V'zeh yidmu, they were all silenced, all the pulos mishtanos were silenced, and there was the revelation of this achdus haposhut. Now Rav Moshe Zal says, why does it say silenced like a stone? Why is a stone bedafka used as the example? Even zebechinas av uben kechodo. The word Evan is a combination of Av and Ben. Rashi brings this in Hainu Bechinas Mishom Roye Evan Yisroel. That's the pasuk. That the word Evan, Rashi HaKodesh over there says, Evan is Av Ubenin, father and sons. Hainu Bechinas Klolios Nafshes Yisroel. The son is the sum, is the whole Klal Yisroel, who are called Beni Shehem Bechinas Bonim Lamokoim. We are called Bonim Atem Hashem Alekechem. The Jewish people are called the children of Hashem. So the Ben is Klal Yisroel, the Av is Hashem. Shenichlelu Bavim Shebashamayim Bachdusay Aposhut, who became merged together with their Father in Heaven with oneness. That's this Yidmu. All the other nations who represent the Pulos Mishtanos were silenced Ko'oven. When the father and sons merged together, when all of Am Yisrael became nichlal in the achdus haposhut of Hashem, vaoz migoidel toikef hanisim vanifloys hanayrois, and as a result of the fabulous miracles, oz gam kol hoamim nofal aleim emosav afachad, even the other nations were filled with fear, ad shenidmu v'nizbatlu, where they became silenced and nullified, kemoyeven. Kemoy Yisroel, just like the Jews, meaning the other not only the Yidden Bechlal, we say Ato Echod, V'Shimcho Echod, U'mikam Yisroel Goyechad Boretz. The Yidden are part of the Achdus HaPoshut. The Yidden by nature are one with Hashem. Whereas what happened as a result of the miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim was that even these other nations, who are typically Pulos Mishtanos, they believe in Elokim Acherim, they believe in polytheism, right? And all of them were Nichna, they became silenced Ko'oven. They became part of the Achdus HaPoshut in a sense. Kemoikei Nizvatlu Ribui Hashinuim Shelohem. All the diversification of the Goyim became nullified. V'huchrichu Lohoidoi Salo Emes. And they were forced to admit to the truth also, that Hashem rules the world. This is what it means when it says they were silenced like a stone. Like you have a teacher in a classroom, and the teacher mentions an issue, and all the kids start screaming, each one starts screaming their different opinions. And the teacher says, "Sha, everybody quiet. I want to say something." And then the teacher says something, and that closes the whole issue. That's this concept of the noise represents the Pulos Mishtanos. Everybody wants to say their own opinion. All these different diversification. And then everybody is silenced and nichlal in one final opinion. That kind of thing. That's what took place as a result of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. V'al kein nismach loze tevi'emoi v'siteimoi b'hanach loscho hainu binyan beis hamikdosh. That's why at the end of Shira Sayam, it discusses the building of the Beis Hamikdash. Sheshom Iker Hizgalus Achdus HaPoshut. Because that's the place where the oneness of Hashem is revealed to the highest extent. Shehu Bechinas Yoishev Al Kisei Kevoidoi. That's where Hashem is really seated on His throne. Ki HaBeis Hamikdash Bechinas Kisei HaKovoid Kanal. Because there are psukim that call the Beis Hamikdash the throne of Hashem. V'zehu mochoin l'shivtecho po'alto Hashem. Hashem, you established a place. Shivtecho means residence, and shivtecho means where you could be seated. L'shivtecho daiko b'chinas yoishev al kisei v'kanal. As we spoke earlier, that when is Hashem's malchus at its highest? When kavyochol Hashem is seated on the throne. V'chein omar shloimoi mochoin l'shivtecho oilomim. And so to the canal, when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, he used that wording, I have created a residence for you to be seated, kaviyacho, l'shivtecho. V'zehu, this is why we say at the end of Oz Yashir, Hashem yimloich li'olam voed. Rav Nosson Zal now is explaining, he's taken apart this whole Shira and showing us all kinds of important connections. Why the Beis Hamikdash is mentioned there, why Hashem's kingdom is mentioned there. V'zehu Hashem yimloich li'olam voed. Ki aydeze iker hisgalus malchusoi li'olam voed. When this happens, when the pa'ulois mishtanois are all silenced, and everything becomes part of Achdus HaPoshut, that's when Hashem's kingdom shines permanently. Shenis Yashev Malchusei Al HaKisei Kavyochol, whereby Hashem's kingdom becomes established on His throne, V'noida Bo'ilomoy, and He becomes recognized and acknowledged by the whole world. V'yal Kein Koiflen Aposuk Hashem Yimloich Leilam Voed, Kishayim Rem Shira Sayam B'chol Yoyim. Now the question is, why do we say it twice? Why do we say Hashem Yimloich Le'olam Voed? Hashem Yimloich Le'olam Voed. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Hainu Bechinas Melech V'Augustus. We learned before that originally Hashem was Melech. When the Jews won the battle against the Egyptians, the Jews raised Hashem to the status of Augustus, which is like double Melech, twice Melech. That's the main establishment of Hashem upon His throne. When Hashem's kingdom becomes enlarged, greater and greater. Note this word, Yoser, is Yisroi. The concept of the Gerim, that as a result of Kriyas Yamsuf, as a result of those miracles, more people came to join Klal Yisrael, as in all cases. The miracle of Purim, anytime there's miracles, there's this display of the Achdus HaPoshut, the Pulois Mishtanos, the Goyim become Nichna, and the Kovod of Hashem becomes increased. Bebechinas Augustus, Kemavur Sham B'Medrash Hanau, Ayin Sham Heitev, as was mentioned in the Medrash that we quoted earlier in paragraph Yud Ches here. So this is what took place at Kriyas Yamsuf. This is what the Shira is all about, because we learned in this chapter in Likutei Moran that what causes the Achdus of Hashem to be revealed and the Pulois HaMishtanos to become Nechna? Toido Hoido. When there's Shevach to Hashem, that's what really makes it happen. That's this Shleimus HaDibur, etc. So now, as a result of the Jews coming out of Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf, which resulted in super Shevach Hashem, that Shevach Hashem is what finalized this bitul of the Pulois Mishtanois, all the other Goyim becoming subdued in a very big way, and Nichlal in the Achdus HaPoshut, they were all silenced like Avu Ben, all Nichlal in that. And that's how Hashem's kingdom was established and glorified then in a tremendous big way. This Nochoin Kisacho Me'oz, that the kingdom of Hashem became established from Oz, Oz referring to the Oz Yoshir Moshe, when Moshe Rabbeinu sang this special song of the future when Hashem's kingdom will really, really be established. What Rav Nosson Zal is stressing here is that the key to coming to the Yeshua Shlema is that when a person is given a partial Yeshua, instead of saying, well, what's this going to help me? This is just a temporary fix. This is nothing. Instead of doing that, making a big deal about the partial Yeshua, praising Hashem and thanking Hashem, and that praise is what triggers off that final Yeshua. That toida is what triggers off. The toida is the symbol of that of Olam Haba. The toida is the carbon that will never become nullified. And that's the whole key to it.
But this is the Yeshua of the cloud. What about the prat?
Rav Nosson Zal said in paragraph Tezvov that this referred to on the general level, V'chein misnaig ato, and it applies now, and it applies also to each and every person's individual Yeshua. Each and every person that's mole yisurim, each and every one of us that has a lot of problems, and a lot of trouble and suffering, all kinds of things, each one is given periodically a Yeshua, a partial Yeshua, whether it be in panosa, whether it be in health, whether it be in shalom bayis, on each level. And when that happens, the person has to know that one of the reasons why they're being given that is to be able to open their mouth in Shevach Voidol Hashem, which is what will result in their final Yeshua. It's a three-step procedure, at least. There's the problem, there's the partial Yeshua, there's the Shevach Voido, which leads to the full Yeshua. That's the way it goes.
This is the Torah, in place of the Torah offering. So this is the
song, exactly.
We should be saying it every day.
Exactly. And in fact, it's brought in halacha that nowadays the concept of benching goymel, hagoymel lachayovim toivoy shegmolani kol toiv, Hashem has done for me all good. The guy went on a plane and crossed the ocean and made it alive, and he makes this big bracha, which is in place of korban toida, right? Why? Because that's what it is. When a Jew is given a partial Yeshua, just something like this, coming out of an operation okay, coming out of prison okay, crossing the sea okay, taking advantage of that, and using that as an excuse for Toida, that's what will result, that's what will help bring the person their final Yeshua, their big Yeshua.
And also that this partial Yeshua actually comes on Yeshua, just like this
group. Exactly. That's a second point, which Rabbeinu Zal has a whole chapter on the Kutaran. It's Torah Reish Nun, chapter 250, where he discusses Anagarat and Brachas. B'shor Shakodesh Baruch Hu Zoicher Ezbono, the Gemara over there asks, my Guha, what is an earthquake? So the Gemara says, B'shor Shakodesh Baruch Hu Zoicher Ezbono, Shehem Shruyim B'tzar Bein Ho'akum. When Hashem remembers that his children are living in pain among the nations of the Goyim, Moirid shtei dmois liam hagodol, Hashem sheds two tears into the Mediterranean Sea, v'koiloi nishma misoif oilam vatsoifoi, and the sound is heard from one end of the world to the other. That's what Rabbeinu Zal says then, and based on that, Rabbeinu Zal shows the whole secret that any time the Yidden have a Yeshua in oilam hazeh, it comes from drawing from the Yeshua she'asid alavo. He proves it over there and explains it in a very big way. So that whenever a Jew experiences a partial Yeshua in Parnos or anything like that, they should know that that's coming from that place of the future, in a sense. Now, sometimes it's a negative. You have the case of Rabbi Hanina ben Doisa, remember, where he's very poor and the wife finally complained to him. So he said, you know what, I'll pray. And a golden leg came down from heaven. Said you can have it, but you're taking from your table of the future. Or the case of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal, the student who went to Chutz Loretz and was very successful, came back, the other students were jealous. Rabbi Shimon Yochai Zal said, fine, bika, hismale dinrin. He gave a command that the valley should become filled with gold dinars. It happened immediately, and Rabbi Shimon Yochai Zal said, go ahead, take. Whatever you take, you're subtracting from your future. Meaning, there it was in a negative context. There was being said that there are certain times when a person takes and they're actually subtracting from the future. Whereas the way it's being presented here, it's chas v'shalom not negative. It's presenting the reality that the only Yeshua is the final Yeshua. That's the only real Yeshua. Therefore, in order for Hashem to give us any type of partial Yeshua, it must be drawing from there, from that place.
But it's drawn like Torah, like a flame, where it's not...
In all different forms. It could come in the form of health, it could come in the form of...
money. It's not subtracted from the final Yeshua. Like
Exactly. It's not subtracting.
So how would you daven for that? You say, Hashem, and I want this to come from the final Yeshua, the endless Yeshua, the unbounding Yeshua. It shouldn't subtract us for someone from my Olam Haba. This should come from...
The answer is, there's a Sefer Likutei Tefilos, where Rabbi Nosson Zal wrote tefillos on every single chapter on the Likutei Moran. He has a tefillah on this chapter, Reish Nun Aleph, where over there you can see how he discusses this with Hashem, this concept of the Yeshuas we need now, drawing from the ultimate Yeshua, the tefillah 143 in Likutei Tefillos. He looked it up in the index, it's chapter 143 in Likutei Tefillos.
Based upon this explanation, how do we understand Shefa?
We understand very simple that we were taught in Chumash that this world belongs to Esav. Olam Hazeh is Esav, Olam Haba is Yaakov. So how is it shayach for a Yid to have any kind of Olam Hazeh? The answer is, it isn't. It isn't shayach. The only way it happens is when kavyachol, Hashem draws from the Olam Haba into the Olam Hazeh, that kind of thing. Like drawing from Shabbos into the weekdays, right? That concept? Exact same concept. Drawing from the future, which is the time when the Yidden are going to be on top, and drawing for them Yeshua's even within Olam Hazeh. You understand? We talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ridiculous! What are we talking about, Yitzias Mitzrayim? This world is Esav's world. How in the world could the Yidden have any glory in this world? Glory, success, Shefa, whatever you want to call it. Impossible. The answer is that chapter in Likutimon explains it. You're right. Olam Hazeh belongs to Esav completely. But Kaviyachol, there is a possibility by Hashem of being able to draw from the Osid into the present. And that's why when Moshe Rabbeinu sang this song, he showed it to them, that you should know that this Yeshua that we just had, these miracles we just had, it can't be part of Olam Hazeh, because Olam Hazeh belongs to the Egyptians, it belongs to Esav. You know where it's coming from? It's coming from that place of the future. Now Rav Nosson Zal says something in this next paragraph, which we can't relate to perfectly, because in our machzer, in the way we daven today Rosh Hashanah, we do not say what Rav Nosson Zal says here. But it seems that there was a girsa, there was a way. You'll see what he's going to say right now. V'zeh b'chinas ma shemaschilin b'Rosh Hashanah ha-melech yoyshev al kisei rom v'niso. Rav Nosson Zal says that on Shabbos we say ha-melech ha-yoyshev al kisei rom v'niso. On Rosh Hashanah, he says, we say ha-melech yoyshev al kisei rom. You're right. Now that I'm remembering the way the Chazan sings the Nigan, exactly. This is why on Rosh Hashanah we begin Hamelech Yoishev Al Kisei Rom V'Niso. Ki Oz Iker His Yashvus Malchusoy Al Kisei Kaviyochol. Because that's the day when Hashem really becomes established on His throne. Ki Rosh Hashanah Nivra Ho'ilam. Because it was on Rosh Hashanah that the world was created, Sheberoi Hashem Yisborach bepeulois meshunois harbe moed. This world which Hashem created with an infinite amount of differences and diversification. V'zeh kol avoidoseinu b'Rosh Hashanah. And the whole job of a Jew on Rosh Hashanah is legalois lechol boi oilam shashem Yisborach boro hoilam, to tell the whole world that Hashem created everything. Shekol hapa'ulais neshunais nimshochen me'achdusay aposhet yisborach. That all of these billions and trillions of different things that you see in the world, they all come from one source, from one Hashem. Va'alkein oiskimoz b'Rosh Hashanah b'ribuy ha'hoidois v'shirois v'tishpochois. And this is why if you look in the prayers of Rosh Hashanah, you'll notice that there's tons of praises of Hashem and shirois and tishpochois. K'moy sheyozdilanu kadmoinenu b'ha'piyutim horabim. If you look at all of those piyutim, you know, the small print, the fine print in the machzorim that we say, that Breslov says on Rosh Hashanah, you know, every single one of those. Shekulam hoidois v'shirois nifloys, which are all wondrous songs and praises to Hashem. There are some shuls that skip some of that piyut. That's why I'm saying Breslov in the Breslov is makpid to say all of that. Some shuls say a lot more.
The stuff in the back.
I'm saying, and I'm telling you, Breslov says almost
all. Almost
a lot of it. Okay, Kemoi, for example. Atahu Hashem Elokeinu b'shamayim uva'oretz melech elyoin v'chulu v'chulu v'chulu, etc. Rav Nosson Zal says, you know, a lot of examples of praise of Hashem in there. Ki al yidei hoidois nizgale achdus haposhet mitoy chapulois mishtanes kanal. Because we learned earlier that the main item that's able to reveal the oneness of Hashem from among diversification is this item of praise of Hashem. Hoido. That's what really establishes the throne of Hashem, to prepare it for Hashem to be seated upon it. We say it bedafka without a hey. Why? Lohoyrois to show ki oz ikar hascholas yeshivosoy al kisei. That's on Rosh Hashanah, is when Hashem starts sitting on the throne. Ki b'chol hashana oimrim hamelech hayoshev. Throughout the whole year, every Shabbos morning when we say this, we say, the king that sits on the throne. The king that sits on the throne. Hamelech hayoshev. Sheyoshav mikvar. The king that is seated on the throne implies he's sitting there already. From when? From Rosh Hashanah. She'oz kaviyochol hoyshivu oysa Yisrael al kisoi. It's on Rosh Hashanah when the Jews seat Hashem on his throne. That's when we declare his Hamelech HaKodosh, Hamelech HaMishpot. We declare Hashem as king on Rosh Hashanah. It's brought, there's a saying, half joke, half, you know, that's said by in Breslov, that everybody, the whole world says Hamelech on Rosh Hashanah. But if you want to know where the coronation takes place, the coronation takes place in Uman. That's where literally, you know, the crown is put on Hashem's head, Kaviyachol. In other words, implying again that, again, for the entire Klal Yisrael, Rosh Hashanah is the day of Hashem's coronation. That's when Hashem is crowned as king. V'alkein b'Rosh Hashanah oimrim hamelech yoyshev. Ki ato b'Rosh Hashanah she'onu megalin Yisrael she'bora hayoyim esoylem. Because it's b'davka now on Rosh Hashanah when we announce that Hashem today created the world. V'himshich kol hapulais mishunais me'artusa yisvorach. And all the different things that you see in this world all come from Hashem. Alkein ato hu yoyshev alkisei. Now he is sitting down on the throne. Yoshev means present tense. Now he is sitting for the first time. Whereas all the other Shabbos, and we say Hayoshev, implying he's sitting already from before. We're in the middle of paragraph Yutes. It's page 68, left-hand column, about halfway down the column, where there's a two dots in the middle of the line. Rav Nosenthal was talking about this issue of Hashem's kingdom, and Kavyochel that on Rosh Hashanah is when Hashem's kingdom takes a step up. We spoke about Hamelech Yoyshev al Kisei Rom V'Nisa, different from regular Shabbos, and we say Hamelech HaYoyshev. We spoke about the difference between Melech and Augustus, that Augustus means like a Caesar or an emperor, a much higher level of Malchus, which is declared when we give this Shevach Hashem, special Shevach Hashem. Now Rav Nosenthal says, V'alkein birkas malchiyos zichroinos v'shoifros shemoisifim b'Rosh Hashanah maschilin b'shevach oleinu. This is why in the Shemoneh Esrei that we say on Rosh Hashanah, there's a certain place in the middle where we go totally off track. We leave the regular Shemoneh Esrei plan and we start the three sections that are called malchiyos, zichroinos, and shoifros. Where we speak, there's a whole section about Hashem's kingdom, there's a whole section about remembering, and there's a section about the shofar. And the way we kick that off, the way we start off that whole section is by saying Oleinu in middle of Shemoneh Esrei, Oleinu l'shabeach l'Adonai Hakol. Ki ze ikar Rosh Hashanah, because this is the main theme of Rosh Hashanah. L'hoidois l'halel l'shabeach l'Adonai Hakol, to give praise and glory to Hashem. Over the fact that Hashem did not make us like the other nations. This corresponds to the Ashreinu we spoke about earlier. How lucky we are. Ashreinu matov chalkeinu manon gorleinu. Shaydeze iker hisgalus achtus haposho hanal. We learned earlier that this is what reveals the unification of Hashem more than anything else. This issue of praise of Hashem. Shezehu Iker Kiddushas Rosh Hashanah. And this is the main holiness of Rosh Hashanah, is the revelation of the Achdus HaPoshut of Hashem, which is declared and established on Rosh Hashanah. V'alkein b'shevach ze shel oleinu kovshu yerichoi v'nichnesu l'Eretz Yisrael. It's for this reason that this was the item that the Yidden used to conquer the city of Yerichoi, which was in certain ways the most impenetrable city in Eretz Yisrael, because of the thick walls that it had around it, and they were zeichet to break into Eretz Yisrael. That was the entering into Eretz Yisrael, which was done with the tefillah of Oleinu, Kemoshem Razal, as the Gemara says, ki ikar knisosom l'eretz Yisrael hu livno isa beis hamikdash. Because the main purpose of for Bnei Israel entering into Eretz Yisrael is to be zoicha to the beis hamikdash, which is the highest kedusha inside of Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara talks about 10 layers of kedusha, 10 levels in Eretz Yisrael, and the top of the line is the beis hamikdash. Sheshom ikar hisgalus achdus haposhut. In the Beis HaMikdash is the main place where the unification of Hashem is manifested and broadcasted to the world through the Toida and Halacha. We learned earlier through the Karbonos of Toida that were brought there, the thanks offerings, and through the Lishkas HaGozes, the highest level Sanhedrin presenting the highest level of Torah coming from there. Shezeh Zoichen Alidei Toida Hoido. How are we Zoichen to this? How we zeicha to the Beis HaMikdash and to this revelation of the Achdus HaPoshut? By praising Hashem, we said earlier, by thanking and praising Hashem. Shonu moidim u'mishapchem lo yisborach al ni'imus goyroleinu, whereby we praise Hashem and thank Hashem over our sweet lot. Shezeh bechinas hashevach haniflo shel oleinu l'shabeach. This is the super, super significance of this wondrous praise of Hashem called oleinu. And could be, this is the reason why this is the end of the tefillah. This is literally the cherry on top of the entire Shachris and Mincha Marav, as he's about to say. Let Rav Nelson Zal talk better. V'alkein oimrim oleinu b'chol yoim achra tefillah. This is the reason why after we finish Shmoneh Esrei, and after we conclude the tefillah, we end with oleinu. Ki bechinas toido hoido hanal, shu bechinas ashreinu violeinu shomerim gimel pamim b'chol yoyim, mizeh ha-haskola v'zeh ha-soifa ha-tachlis. Because this concept of thanking Hashem and praising Hashem, which we do every day in the oleinu, and we do it in the ashreinu matoiv chalkeinu that we say in korbonos, and we do it in the tefillah of ashrei, that's the beginning and the end of all of Yiddishkeit. You know, and the beginning of every level in Yiddishkeit is starting with thanking and praising Hashem and finishing with thanking and praising Hashem. Ukemavor la'el, as was explained earlier, shenoutz soifoi betchilosoi, utchilosoi besoifoi, that the beginning is tied into the end and the end to the beginning. It's all very much connected. Shekol ma shemishabchim umoidem oisei yisborach yoiser. The more we praise Hashem and acknowledge Hashem, al asher bochar bonu mikol ha'amim, for the fact that He chose us from among all the nations, the more we do that, kemoikein nishlam hadibur yoser, the more we zeichet to perfection of speech, to shleimus hadibur, umizgala achdusei haposhet yoser, and the oneness of Hashem is revealed more. The chol ma shemizgala yoser. And the more that this oneness of Hashem is revealed more, Nizgadel Hahoido Yoiser, we're able to reach new levels of praise of Hashem. Not the same as what we started with, but each time it's a brand new, higher level of praise of Hashem. Kalidei Hizgalus Achdus Haposhut Mitoich Hapulois Mishtanois Mivatlin Hagolios Vatsoris Yoiser V'chulu. Because we learned earlier that the more you praise Hashem, you're able to reveal the oneness of Hashem from among the Pulois Mishtanois, which results in the elimination of exile completely and the elimination of suffering. V'chein Choyzer Cholilo L'toivo. And this cycle keeps continuing for the benefit of the person. Meaning, you start off by praising and thanking Hashem, that results in revelation of the oneness of Hashem and elimination of problems. And the more your problems are eliminated and the oneness of Hashem is revealed, the more you're able to praise Hashem even still better. Then when you praise Hashem better, you rise to a new level of eliminating a new set of a different set of problems, and keeps on going higher and higher. The Alkane Onu oimrim ashreinu v'kamo shirois v'tishbochos v'doyos koidem atfilah. This is the reason why we have certain examples of the praise of Hashem that we say before Shmoneh Esrei, such as Ashreinu Matoiv Chalkeinu, such as Psukei Dezimra, such as Ezra Savoiseinu, which we spoke about earlier. All of those tefillahs which are full of praises of Hashem before Shmoneh Esrei. V'chein achar kach, and so too after the Shmona Esrei, Oimrim Boruch Eloikeinu Shebronu Lechvoidoi V'vdeilonu Manatoyim, we say how we bless Hashem and thank Hashem who has created us for His honor and He made us different from all the other nations. Ad Shemesaimim Bo'oleinu L'shabeach, until we climax with the Tefillah of Oleinu, Shehu Shevach Niflo V'noiro, this is a wondrous, awesome praise of Hashem, Al Shezochinu L'kedushas Yisrael, over the fact that we've been zochet to the Kedusha of the Jewish people. Just a side note for a second, I once saw in a Sefer that in Oleinu, where we say, Sheloi Osonu Kegoye Hoarotzois, Hashem did not make us like the nations of the world, the first letters of Sheloi Osonu Kegoye Hoarotzois make up the gematria of the word neshama, that Hashem has given the Jewish people a neshama, whereas Lahavdol, the Goyim, don't have a neshama. They have a nefesh and a ruach, they don't have a neshama. So again, this is one of the items that we highlight in this Shevach of Oleinu, how much we praise Hashem for having made us different from the others, different from the rest, and thanking Him for that.
The general attitude that I've seen in shuls and synagogues is not an elevation of that prayer, but a diminution of it.
This will explain to you why, because it's so super significant. So the Yetzer Hara convinces people, and again, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it says you're allowed to take off your tefillin by Uvalitzim, you're allowed to this, you're allowed to that, and all of those people that are looking to find what you're allowed to do end up missing the boat. They're looking, there's a, Rav Nosenzal once made a crack, I heard this recently, that in Hebrew and in Yiddish, there's an expression, I want to be Yotze the Mitzvah. Yotze means, I want to be covered with the Mitzvah. And many times it's used for a person who says, don't give me the Chumrah, I don't want anything fancy, I just want to do the basic, simple Mitzvah without any additions. Rav Nosenzal said that those people that want to be yoitze when it comes to Yiddishkeit become yoitze min hadas. They become mentally ill. In Hebrew, the expression for mentally ill is called, he lost his brains, that kind of thing. Now, and unfortunately, a lot of people are trapped in this, especially the religious, especially the more, not the religious, the learned ones who are rushing off to go learn, and trampling the tefillah, stepping all over the tefillah, taking the tefillah lightly, not realizing that as a result of doing that, their learning is going to be like with a pea shooter instead of with a cannon. That what makes a person's learning effective, what makes it serve as a tikkun for his neshama, and what makes it make a tikkun for the shechina and everything, depends on how well you daven shachris that morning, and how well, your birchas ha-toira, and your aleinu, how good your aleinu is, that's what's going to determine it. This is the deal. And again, the Torah presents it just right, it's worded so perfectly, so that all of those people that want permission to rush out of shul before aleinu, it's right in the Shulchan Aruch. It says you can, that you're allowed to take off your tefillin here, and you're allowed to. It's all right there. And all those people that have a little more brains, and they see the able people in the shul, they see the sincerely religious people in the shul, who stick around till Aleinu and past Aleinu a little, they're not rushy, there's not 400 excuses to leave, they take the hint from there. We're not talking about circumstances. A person has a situation, a family situation, where they must leave, there's different extenuating circumstances. But a person needs to know that that's not normal. That's not normal, and that should be the irregular. The regular, if that's the problem, then daven at an earlier minyan if you can, so that you can stay for aleinu, and you can even stay 5 seconds later. Don't come to shul late and leave early and all the gears. The question in terms of going to the higher praise, why don't we stay at aleinu? And the point is that the praise is an end. We showed here just now that it's a conclusion and it's a beginning. It's both. Right. So that the way to begin the day, the way to start, we showed how Moshe Rabbeinu concluded his life with Ashrecha by saying to the Jews, Ashrecha Yisrael, Mikomecha Moshe Bashem, David HaMelech began his career, his Sefer Tehillim, with Ashrei Hoisha. So it seems that this item of praise of Hashem, that it's got to be like a sandwich. It's got to be the two pieces of the sandwich. It's got to be in front and in back of everything you do in Avodas Hashem. So we start off the tefillah prior to Shmoneh Esrei. The prerequisite for the Shmoneh Esrei, which is the pinnacle of tefillah, is praise of Hashem. And after Shmoneh Esrei, there's praise of Hashem.
So there's a relationship between the praise and like working on ourselves.
For sure. We saw earlier that in order to be able to ask Hashem for anything, the thing that opens the door is by first acknowledging all the good in Hashem.
This asking for things also leads us to be able to make a higher praise?
Exactly. That's what it should lead to. Because that alone, we see in our Sforim, that it's brought that after a person is zoichet to present, when a person, lahavdil, a person comes to a president of a country or a king, and they're given what it takes them to get into the king, and they finally get their 12 minutes in the king, if they know they have 12 minutes, if they have any brains, they leave the last 30 seconds for thanking the king, for giving them the privilege and opportunity of presenting their request. That alone requires major thank you. You understand? Person zoche to go to shul in the morning and leaves shul to know that there's a tefillah, the Gemara Brachos talks about a special tefillah for leaving the shul, thanking Hashem that I'm privileged to be from those that went to shul today, you know, that kind of thing.
Rav Nassim Zalat said made a joke saying that those people go around saying
want to be yotze,
but I mean, isn't the especially the thought is before you can go into the higher stuff, you have to, you know, first let me do what I'm mechayev do before I start doing the extras.
He wasn't talking to beginners. He was talking to people who are learned people, and yet they, when it comes to mitzvahs, the learning they want a lot of. When it comes to doing mitzvahs, they're just doing it to be yitzah. When it comes to tefillah, they'll just do the minimum requirements, sort of. And that's what he was attacking.
Rabbeinu Zal also talked about how you go along the Shulchan Aruch and you should be very careful with chumras and you should find
one particular thing. All correct. Aleinu isn't a chumra. It's in the Siddur. It's right there. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki toido v'hoido hu kol avoidosenu boilam hazeh. Because this concept of thanking Hashem and praising Hashem represents the totality of all of our serving Hashem in this world. V'hu tachriseinu loylam haba. Hizeh ikar shiashu oylam haba. This is the main praise, the main pleasure of oylam haba is going to be the ability to praise Hashem on the highest level. K'mayshekosuv b'tchilas ha-toyra hanal. As it's written in the beginning of that chapter in Likut Emran that we're basing this on. V'alkein, somuch li'oleinu, oimrim, kol hashoina halochis b'chol yoim, muftach lo'ishu ben adam haba, v'ahakach oimrim oleinu l'shabeach. Rav Nosson Zal shows now an unbelievable connection. We spoke earlier about the connection between toida and halocha, that in Mizmor l'soida, it says the word toida, and then it says horiyu l'ashem kol horetz. The first letters there is halacha. And Rabbeinu Zal in this chapter in Likut Emran had shown the connection between the two. How the praise of Hashem is done after the blood starts flowing in its normal way. The halichos hadamim smooth out. We discussed this much earlier. So we saw a connection between toida and halacha. Rav Nosson Zal says, look how when we finish davening in the morning, we also connect the halacha and the toida. We make that statement called Hashoina halacha is b'chol yamutuch l'shem haba attached to aleinu. That's right before aleinu. Shehu b'chinas toida. Aleinu is the toida. Ki toida v'halochos heim b'china achas. Because these two items are one. B'chinas shiashua olam haba. They represent the pleasure of olam haba. Olam haba is going to be the last stop. The last stop in Torah is the halacha. The last stop in tefillah is the toida, the thanks offering. V'zeh v'ato kodosh yoshev tehilos Yisrael. Shal yidei tehilos Yisrael, through the praises which Bnei Yisrael heap upon Hashem, b'chinas toida voido, ayidei zeh hu yizborach b'chinas yoshev. V'ato kodosh yoshev tehilos Yisrael. That's what really establishes Hashem on his throne. The term Yoshev here refers to a king being established to an Augustus, as we saw earlier, the highest level.